Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
All righty. I'll tell you what, Evan. Evan knows how to troll.
Why you say that?
Do you hear what he said when he came in today? He goes, boy, a lot of teams giving out the pods contract.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Daniels, 4 for 100.
Brown.
Christian Brown, 5 for 125. Shaden Sharp, 4 for 90. It's right around what Pods is going to be asking for at the end of the year, I would think.
But is he in that group?
Sure. He's a future all-star. Evan, are you listening? Ah! I want you to jump in here. He thinks Pods is eligible to get paid next year.
No, I get that.
Or at the end of the season.
Yeah. Would you give him that?
No. No, I wouldn't. Probably.
The question is, will the Warriors?
That's the pertinent question.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Let's start out here. The Warriors, obviously, they have their opener tonight against the Lakers in L.A. And this is could be Steve Kerr's last year. But he likes what he sees so far. Take a listen. This will be our jumping off point.
I think we are set. You know, we love our roster. We love the mix of our young guys with our vets. We think our young guys have made huge strides the last couple of years and are ready to take another step forward, and that they'll be able to help us win games when some of the older guys are missing games due to injury or rest or whatever it is. So love the roster. And, you know, to be honest, over my 12 years, I've been incredibly blessed with great rosters year in and year out. So it's not always, you know, a picture perfect fit. I think the last few years, the fit has been a little tricky at times, but this feels really good. The puzzle definitely fits well this year, and we have a lot of guys who can really contribute.
And that's it. Like that's another thing that Guru I'm hearing is these young guys, it's not about the young guys getting playing time. It's about the young guys actually
doing something with it.
And helping the Warriors win more games than they lose. Because
pro sports, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be, it can't be enough for those guys just to get out there and play. They have to get out there and try to swing games if they can.
I got a question for you. And I say the stuff that comes to my mind because I love with my heart, man. And I say what's on it. Are you really going to look at me on the eve of, you know, the day of the opening night and tell me what Steve Kerr just talked about? He likes the construct of the roster, and I get that. But Matt Stein, it's as fair as you possibly can be for this question. I'm really concerned about rebounding. And you, no other host, no nothing been written. They're just not going to miss Looney at all, huh? Like, that is a fear for me, man. And how many times has dude, and it goes unnoticed because he gets the rebound, kicks the shot out, and somebody makes it. It don't even have to be Steph. But are we so sure that this team is not going to miss Looney on a good day, his ability to rebound, come out, go to battle with some bigs, not stop them, get some fouls, or just change it and muck it up? Like, I don't see a lot of dudes with bricks in the ass, you know what I mean, on this Warrior team. And I know we take for granted and we get fixated with Steph in the threes, but Steiny, I'm just thinking about a game on it like tonight, a Tuesday night, and you're getting just beat up on the board and you could put Looney in and he could help you change it. Like, you don't think they're going to miss that at all?
They might. They might miss, like, but that's about all Looney was doing last year was rebounding. Like, his rebounding actually hasn't been improving. I'm talking about Looney. Yeah. To me, but though, Horford's a better all-around player, and what he's going to do at the offensive end that Looney's incapable of doing should pay off. And, you know, I think there's a chance, like, this is what I'm interested in seeing. Is Horford a better defender than Looney? I don't know. I mean, I know their reputations.
No. Yeah, I would say no to that right now today.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's why I love always coming into a new season, to see a guy play every night that you only saw play once in a while.
Now, and I've always been in a Looney stand. Now, I can sit here, and I know somebody be like, "Goo, you're tripping." He's not. But the bottom line is, even if I think he's a better defender than Horford, the Warriors didn't think that. And that's why you look at the usage of Looney, it waned. It kind of lightweight disappeared. Steiny, respond to this from the chat for me, from the best ever. The Warriors are still fairly small and unathletic. The top four teams in the league are the opposite, long and athletic. How would you respond to that?
It's a fact. It's a fact. I mean, outside of age.
See, now that's bigger than age. Now we're talking about DNA.
Well, and that's the other thing. You know, I think it was somebody called in and said, I think, you know, this team, I want them to be a top five defensive team. How? I don't understand how. If you're going to play that many 35, 40, you know, if you're going to play that many older players, I don't see how you can be a great defensive team unless you're just relying on a slow paced game. But I don't see Curry, Butler, Green, and Horford being a great defensive unit. Mm. I think they're going to be smart and they'll mitigate their age as best they can. But
the last time
that's
they were
a slow
partner,
defensive team.
I think they won a championship in 2022, and I didn't see that coming. But you had Otto Porter Jr., Bielitsas, and guys like that on the team. But
like,
I mean,
you don't have don't have a defender on this team as good as Wiggins was that year.
No. Now you got a guy with that skill set, but he hadn't tapped into it, and his name is Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah,
when you said that, it hit. I'm like, that's the irony of all this. If it goes south for Kuminga, it's Steiny. From a skill standpoint, he had it. He has it. He's just not fitting.
No, I disagree. He doesn't have it from a skill standpoint to me. He's got it from a talent standpoint.
Well, that's what I mean. Okay. He's got all the talent in the world to pick you up 94 feet and make life hell. I've seen him do it to LeBron, and maybe he'll do it to Luka tonight.
Slow.
I got you. But you know what I mean? Anthony Edwards, he was bothering him in the playoff series bringing the ball up.
I mean, yeah, but... You know, that's
not manifested. Like, it's there.
Because he doesn't know how to play team defense. He doesn't know how to play team defense. He gets lost too much. But, yeah,
that
I guess he can shadow the ball.
I've seen him get lost. That just
now,
for
people
any player
get mad.
Lost.
They'll say, no, he's a great team defender. No, he's not. He's not.
But I expect him to finish a lot more games than I think you might think, Sonny, but we'll see how it plays out.
Like, in a crazy kind of way, and this is one of the issues the Warriors have had. Like, I feel like I know Butler, Curry. Like, here's the thing. Butler, Curry, Draymond Green, and Horford. They're not going to want to play with Kuminga. They're going to want Moody in there or Pods or Melton. Like, if I know them, the guy, they're just, and, but more so Kerr.
Well, you're going on the past, and that's all you truly can go on, but that's got to change, and Kuminga's got to make that change. That's all.
And I'm open to that,
yeah.
But I just got to fall back on every single thing we've seen for 4 years as it relates to Steve Kerr.
I can't
and
fault
not,
you for that.
I am not buying that he's going to, you know, try this and stick to it. I want to see how it plays out. Let's go to Christian. Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey.
I got a quick question. Are you, Guru, or Evan going to be at Splash on Thursday? Because I got a surprise if you guys are. And it's not cupcakes, no offense to the cupcake guys.
I think that's Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, they'll be broadcasting from there as
Willard
well.
Willard and Dibs will definitely be broadcasting from there.
Yeah, I know. None of you guys are just going to show up, poke your head there.
No. What do you got?
It's kind of up in the air.
He told me not. Steiny told me not to tell you, but he was texting Mookie Betts today. I'll tell you that. And he's got something that gurus like me, we probably wouldn't trip off the surprise, but you are going to love it, Steiny and Evan.
All right, I'll come over.
I'll just say Oh, good. There you go, Steiny. Thank you. So now I can get on your helmet after I told you about the surprise. You'll love it, Steiny. Okay. But now, they're going to be a top five defense because Guru, number one, have Evan chop up So What You're Saying instrumental because it is unfinished business.
Yes, sir.
But your concern, I'm going to alleviate right now.
EPMD.
Pods, when he gets beat off the dribble, is to help defense. That's why they were top three when Jimmy got there in steals. And that's why they're going to be a top five defense because the IQ and the finishing lineup is going to be Pods, Horford, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph because they're ranked in the top 10% of most impactful players in the NBA. That is a fact on a per possession stat. That was an article in ESPN. They're the only team with five players. The next closest team has three, and it's the Thunder, Cavs, and Rockets. Also, with the depth Steiny was talking about, they have 11 players above average. The only team like that is OKC. So they have depth. They have the IQ. Evan is right. Pods needs to be more consistent. Steiny is right. With the eye test, he needs to stop going to the hole and doing that stupid jump step and not knowing where he's going to go before he makes it. And then to your point, Guru, the guy Frankie who was talking about JK's averaged 6 rebounds and 4 assists twice in the spot that Jimmy plays. They run a version of the triangle. The Warriors do. So now he's being the facilitator. If he can learn how to score out of that spot, I don't think he gets traded. So I say 54-28. They're the 3 or 4 seed behind the Rockets, Nuggets, and OKC. And I hope to see you, Steiny, because it's the Cal Club. We're going golfing. You guys have a good day.
Oh, thanks, Christian. Appreciate that. There was something I was going to say. Oh, yes. From the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Steiny, what more could JK have done this preseason to elevate your opinion of him? He did everything that was asked of him from Coach Kerr. Yeah, it's not me.
Well, it doesn't start yet. It starts tonight.
But it's not me. You don't have to do anything for me. I am only going on the way Steve Kerr's coached him for 4 years. And I look at Jonathan Kuminga, and I still see a logjam at forward. That's all it's based on. I allow for the fact that he could be a better player this year. All those things. He's a young player. He still could be good. I said, you know, I'm more interested in what he's going to be like in 3 or 4 years. But all I'm saying is I've got to go by the way Steve Kerr has been coaching him for 4 years. And until that changes, Goo, I got to assume it's going to stay that way.
And I'll say this, the baby has to be born. And Steve Kerr, I believe if he sees Jonathan Kuminga on whatever's on that to-do checklist that has not popped in 4 years, I think that will change. He will be part of the log jam. And maybe that's what's happening here. We're not even seeing it. Nobody wants to say it, but maybe they are disappointed that he's not further along to where we wouldn't even be asking these same questions. But to the caller's point, Steiny, I'm going to say this, and this is the beauty of a new season in all sports, but mainly in the NBA. We get a chance to see what dudes worked on and what they didn't work on or worked on and didn't do good at it or improve it. So I mean, tonight's tonight. Preseason missed me with that because it was hard to kind of – but tonight we'll find out, you know, what guys have done in the lab outside of Moses Moody, who's unavailable.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. This is from the
give it to
JK Steiny, you're on the mic. What say you about Kuminga? There's some things I've liked about him in the preseason, and there's something I am a little concerned about. But one is, I said it, I think he's trying to do the right thing. So that's like, that's a positive. But what I'm going to say next is going to fly in the face of like a lot of things I've talked about wanting to see him improve in, but like he's got to walk, like he's got to be able to make the right decision offensively in terms of when to go and when to pass. And he's had more assists in the preseason, which is great. It's great. The problem is you don't want him to lose the one thing, not, and he's not going to lose it, but you don't want him to go away from the one thing that he does well, which is score. So there's such a balance there that he's got to still figure out, and that's going to take a while for him to figure that out. And so I expect some ups and downs from Kuminga this year, but I think there are going to be different kinds of ups and downs. It's not going to be, did he score, did he not score? It's going to be, was his aggressiveness used the right way? Did he give up real good shots that maybe he shouldn't have given up because he's trying to move the ball too much, doing the right thing? But it's all going to be a work in progress.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at that. And I'll just say this, Donnie, I just don't want him thinking too much because it's about quickness, not just on the court, but upstairs, the mental. And, you know, if you know what's going on behind closed doors, you know you can but you know that's kind of frowned upon if you missed a pass or a wide-open Steph Curry. So there's a hell of a fine line between being aggressive, trusting your instinct, and also having that scoreboard in your head, Stani, of I could go get mine, but am I getting it in the flow of the offense? Is it good money? All money ain't good money, Stani.
You know, you said I don't want him thinking too much.
That's
a problem. Like, see, that's the issue with the Warriors is, like, Steph Curry and those guys, they don't have to think the game.
Play freely is all outdoors.
And plus, they've been doing it for so long, it's all second nature. Like, on the one hand, yeah, no, you want Kuminga to play free and loose. On the other hand, you need to be smart offensively and defensively to play with Curry and Butler and Draymond. So it's like he can't just go out there and play a pickup game. But you also can't bog him down with rules and regulations of where he needs to be.
Give me some freedom to cook, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the expectations for your Golden State Warriors this year.
Open tonight.
Last 3 years, 44, 46, 48 wins. Do they hit 50 this year? 888-957-9570. And then what happens as we get toward the deadline, either as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga or upgrading the roster? This is Joe Lacob on the TK podcast about what they may look to do as the season progresses.
You know what I'm going to say. We're always going to be looking at improving the team, always. And whether that's a big trade or a small trade depends on if we do a trade at all or if there's a trade available, and depends on how healthy the team is and how it's doing. This is a thing where, you know, it's real time. We have to see where we're at. We have to be planning for different things to happen. Some will, some won't. And so I think we're always going to be looking. I was on the phone yesterday, actually, with somebody, not Mike, actually, but somebody in our basketball group. And I was going through literally team by team, every player in the league, you know. This is when we start doing that on our side of things. Not that we think we need to make trades, but I mean, we could wind up being great this year and not be healthy and not need to do anything. But on the other hand, we need to be prepared for the situation where that is not the case. And you know, we're always going to want to try to be as good as we can possibly be. We're trying to win championships here. And at the worst case, we're trying to be in the competition to try to win championships. Maybe we're not going to be the best team, but we want to at least have a shot.
All right, so that's Joe Lacob. And, you know, he's
going through every roster. I love it.
I mean, he set the table for Warrior fans. Like, you guys, you should feel good, I would say, knowing exactly what you're getting into this year. And that is, you're going to ride the veterans and sprinkle in the young guys. And if it works, you're going to go faster and faster and faster. And if it doesn't work, you're going to pull the plug.
Well, I'll say this.
You're going to pull the plug on it.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
And I'm no spoiled Warrior fan, and there's a reason to be. But the bottom line is, this is how I personally wanted it, Steiny. I said, you owe it to Steph. You owe it to Dre. You owe it to Dub Nation. And Joe Lacob and Mike D have basically done that. And now they're talking about it, Steiny. So for the next 2 years, you know, it's Operation Try to Get a Championship, led by, you know, four older players. And I really do, Steiny, I really do hate the fact that you could beat me or anybody over the head when you talk about the history of the NBA and guys collectively being the age that they are. It's hard to do something that hadn't been done. You know what I mean? There's a reason. It's a young man's game, so we think. But these dudes are still spry. They got their wits about them. Steph still has – Steiny, like you said, the slippage is very minimal. So I'm putting down 26 to 27 points a game for him with the full Jimmy Butler, and not even thinking twice about it. But we'll see how it goes. But if you can give me the one thing in life you can't guarantee, health, I think the Warriors are going to be a Final Eight team, man, and hopefully a Final Four team.
Final Four would be Western Conference Finals. And there's just no getting around this regular season and what they're gonna have to try to accomplish.
Man,
this season,
the odds against it.
You know, it's so funny. Sometimes I think about this team and I think they got a shot to be really good. But then I just remember that every NBA season is just so damn long. And they've got a long way to go. They've got to stay healthy for 6 months and then go into the playoffs after 6 months and be fresh.
Now, didn't they kind of do it last year, though?
No, not according to Draymond Green. They were washed at the end of the year. The series against Houston, according to Draymond, doesn't go seven unless they were beat.
But they went into Minnie and won that first game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying who's to say they don't win that series?
I mean, I'm just telling you what Draymond said. Yeah. Draymond said they were playing playoff basketball for half the year. So, like, they can't. It sounded to me like Draymond thought they were out of gas at the end of the year.
Well, I'll say this.
Yeah. Now you got to go a whole year with older players. How are you going to be any more fresh this year?
Yeah, no, Steiny, and we talk about this with other sports, but Draymond is a heart and soul. That hasn't changed. I don't agree with everything, but on the court, dude's a badass. And I'll say this, he talks a lot, but when he said and was very candid about how his legs were more weary or shot in the second half of ball games from the banging and the accumulation of banging down low, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, only we used to say maybe that was it. But to hear the big lion say it, that's why I think having Horford's a godsend. And I just don't see how not playing him and Dre together, you don't get your return on investment from the point of spelling Dre from the five.
He's going to spell Dre from the five.
Some nights it'll be TJD. Some nights it'll be QP3.
Yeah. And again, like that's the other thing when I look at – you know, Trace Jackson Davis and Quentin Post, are they guys who are just playing minutes or are they guys who are coming onto the court, playing minutes and helping you win games?
Well, if I'm TJD, well, obviously, and Post, but if I'm TJD, any second I get out there, I'm like a starving dog. I have to show I've gone to the lab.
Does he play like a starving dog, TJD?
Well, I'll tell you, when he came in and was starting for a bit, I thought, you know, where's this thing going? He has the keys right now, and he regressed. But, you know, I don't look at him as a stiff by any stretch.
No,
it's
but
like you gotta use that. You know, I know you say Gooey ain't the biggest dude, and I was like, well, he ain't the smallest. You gotta just pop when you're out there, man.
I don't view him as a stiff, but I certainly don't view him as a difference maker either. All right, coming up on the other side, we've got Noah Eagle, NBC Sports play-by-play broadcaster. He's on the call tonight, Warriors at Lakers. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night, night, night!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's head out to the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Noah Eagle on that call during last year's Olympic Games. Steph Curry's golden dagger, as it were. Thank you so much for joining us, Noah. Really appreciate it, man.
Not a problem, guys. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm just wondering, when you have a game like tonight, and you got the Warriors, and they've got, let's just say, a lot of experienced and older type players, are you sensitive about how you describe how old they are?
Yeah, a lot of wisdom is the word we like to use.
Experience.
They play with such a wise brand of basketball. You know, I think that it's definitely some level of a balancing act, but at the same time, you do have to report the facts for what they are. And at the end of the day, the Warriors as a team are the second oldest team in the NBA. And the Lakers, by the way, aren't that far behind them. They're eighth. They've got a lot of veteran presence on their side. So I just think you want to make sure you're giving the audience the grand scope. But no doubt, you want to make sure that you're still doing it at the right level.
I'm one of those fans that are still hanging on to last year. Had Curry, messed up that hamstring, what could have been? But it didn't happen. But if I were to ask you, what are your expectations for this Warrior team led by Steph and Jimmy Butler? I think they got action.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I was in the Bay, I'd probably feel the same exact way. I think you go 23-8. When you acquire Jimmy Butler from that point on, you showcase that experience in that first round series against a Houston team that, I think a lot of people try to discredit that series win. More than anything, I think that Houston is probably better than, and was last year better than people gave him credit for. Alperen Şengün is an absolute stud and is only going to keep getting better, which is a scary thought. And Amen Thompson is in the same boat. And obviously now with Kevin Durant, we'll see what that looks like. But that, to win that series was a great stepping stone for that group that really hadn't been together as long as Houston had. And then they just showcased in game one what they were capable of against Minnesota. And Steph gets hurt. And you take Steph Curry out of the equation, it's just the equation doesn't compute anymore. And so, yeah, I think that when healthy and if healthy, his team can compete with anybody. And you talk about that age and experience. I actually think that's where it comes into play, because close game, fourth quarter, do I trust Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, or do I trust others? I certainly trust Butler and Curry more often than probably not.
Noah Eagle joining us on 95.7 The Game, NBC Sports play-by-play broadcaster. He also does Big Ten football on Saturday nights, and he'll be doing the NBA on NBC this year, and we're looking forward to it. If you ask anybody about the Warriors, the number one thing they talk about that'll make or break their season is age and injury. But just from a basketball standpoint, take those two things out of the equation. Basketball-wise, what do you see as maybe a couple of their strengths and a couple of their weaknesses?
Yeah, well, I do think that all of what people are saying could be the weakness in terms of the injury and age could be a strength if it actually plays into their hand, as I was saying. If they're healthy all year, then I actually think their team is very much stocked to go out and compete every single night. I think the X factors are going to be similar to what we've seen in the past, and that is Brandon Podziemski potentially taking another step in his development. Jonathan Kuminga, the contract gets sorted out, and he's on very much a prove-it deal. And Steve Kerr has been very open, very honest about how he can help this team. And if he knows how to fit into that role, it's not just going to be beneficial for the group, but it's going to end up being beneficial for JK as well. And he just feels like the biggest swing for this group because of what he's capable of. He's still so young. Similar to what I was saying with Şengün, both of those guys are still just 23 years old and have accomplished a lot over the course of their basketball lives and NBA lives, respectively. And Kuminga has shown the flashes that we expected to see over the last 2 years. But if he can become what they need him to become on a consistent basis, and that's the key word is consistency, that's where this team can be taken to another level. I'm curious to see a guy like Will Richard, who they took in the late second round this year, 56th overall, but another guy who's just a winning basketball player. And the age factor, he's not old by NBA standards, but he's old by rookie standards. And he's played a lot of basketball in high pressure situations. And he just made big plays for a Florida team that won a national championship. You can never go wrong by bringing in more high IQ players. And the same could be said with Pat Spencer, who was like a great feel-good story last year. So I just look at this team overall, and I just think there are a lot of guys who can go and seize their opportunities. And if they do, and they all mess the right way, and now you add a guy in Al Horford, and you get back eventually D'Anthony Melton, and you start to look around and say, all right, these are the right guys to surround Steph and Jimmy.
You know what, Noah, that's what I was going to ask you. I didn't see Boston, you know, with the Tatum injury, somewhat of the breakup that they had. But when you heard Al Horford, with all his experience and pedigree, was coming to Golden State, can you share with us what first went through your mind? Because me, I was like, man, another older player with older players. But what do you think he's bringing?
Yeah, so Al is such an interesting one to me because – several years back, after his first tenure in Boston, he goes to Philadelphia. That just doesn't work. And him and Embiid didn't fit together. Their play styles didn't fit together. It was a square peg in a round hole type of vibe. And then he gets traded in essentially salary dump with some assets to go to Oklahoma City. And in Oklahoma City, they really just didn't want him to play because he was too good. He was too good for them to lose games. And so eventually, with some minor nicks and bruises, they sat him down. And he goes back to Boston, and it was just such a great fit for him with the Celtics. His skill set matched up with the rest of that team. And more than anything, what stood out to me is how much he improved as a three-point shooter. And this is something I'm sure we'll talk about during the game tonight. But you look over the last 3 years of his career, he has shot 40.9% from three. On high volume, it's not like he's been shooting one a game. It was four or five a night for a Celtics team that got up more threes than anybody in the NBA. And that is a huge factor for a team that's going to want Draymond Green on the floor and doesn't want Draymond Green to get worn down against centers. Now, I'm not saying that Al Horford's going to go out there and play 35 minutes a night. He didn't do that in Boston either. But his 20-minute spurts, he's a high, high IQ basketball player. So when I heard Golden State, it just made sense because he fits in and he's seamless with guys like Draymond Green, guys like Steph Curry, and stretching the floor even more for Jimmy Butler to now go to work in his favorite spots in the mid-range and closer to the basket. So, yeah, I just think it makes a lot of sense. And if anybody's going to find that final untapped potential at the very end of his career, it's probably Steve Kerr.
Noah Eagle joining us on 95.7 The Game. He'll be on the call tonight for NBC Warriors at Lakers, Warriors and Lakers season opener. How do you know, every time I get a little optimistic about the Warriors and think they could do some things, I just start running down the list of teams: Oklahoma City, Denver, Houston, Clippers, Lakers, Memphis. I forgot Minnesota's still around, San Antonio. How do you handicap the Western Conference, knowing that it's pretty darn deep?
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget about Dallas, who was the number one overall pick on their team, and we'll get Anthony Davis healthy, and eventually Kyrie, and you know, Portland's a team that believes they can start competing at a pretty high level this year, and showcase a lot of that in the second half of last season. Phoenix still has Devin Booker. You just go on and on and on. You're like, man, there are 0 days off. And with that, I think last year was a really good kind of peek into what it could look like because of how competitive it was. The Warriors won 48 games last year. And normally in a general season, a 48-win season gets you squarely in the playoffs, not even a debate as to whether you're going to be in the playoffs. And in their case, they had to play their way in to just have an opportunity in the playoffs. And I think it's going to be very similar, which means you have to capitalize on every opportunity every single night. There are no down nights that are going to be acceptable if you believe you're a contender in the NBA and certainly within the Western Conference, which by association makes you a contender in the NBA. It is a gauntlet. It is a bloodbath. It's a war of attrition. And that's where the experience comes in, but also being smart. And Steve Kerr has been honest that guys like Al Horford are not going to be playing back-to-backs. You've got to make sure that you are utilizing their talents, their abilities, their high IQ for the games that you need them. And so it's all strategic at that point. But, man, it's going to be – it is tough. There's just no getting around it. And the Western Conference this year, probably more so than any year I can remember, which is saying a lot for some of the crazy Western Conferences we've had in the past, but – this year, it feels like it's tougher than we've ever seen it. And those two teams in the beginning that you mentioned, Oklahoma City and Denver in particular, just feel like they have no weaknesses on their squads. And so how do you find a way to beat teams that don't have a single weakness, that don't have a single hole? That's going to be the challenge. But it's going to be fun at the same time. From a viewer's point of view, it's going to be a blast to just watch the everyday seesaw that will be the standings.
Yeah, no doubt, Noah, and that's why we're all excited. And my partner, he has fun with me. I got a confession here, Noah. I hate to have to do it to you. But he calls me a nerd because I care about the commentators and the announcers, and you're phenomenal. You've done the Olympics, the NBA. You've done it all. But I always knew where my NBA was with TNT, and now they got the changes. I got to ask you, are you a bit nervous, excited about this, you know, debut where the NBA is back on NBC Sports and you got the call of the Warriors and Lakers?
I would say excited is the proper term for sure. And it's going to take a month or whatever it is for people to get used to the new places that they've got to go. But within this first year and we'll head into next year, and everyone's going to just be, it's going to be rhythm, you know, it's going to be second nature. And I'm excited because I think that with NBC, I know that we're looking to do different things. We've got next week our first edition of the On the Bench broadcast, which will be Monday night on Peacock. And that is with one analyst on each respective bench, and they get to be in the huddles and they get to relay everything that they hear and all of that stuff. So that's going to be real cool. And then Sunday night basketball eventually, which will mirror Sunday night football. I know Amazon Prime has a number of their own things that they're going to be doing and incorporating. So it's going to be fun, I think, having some fresh voices and stuff like that. And at the same time, still having the ones of the past and inside the NBA is still going to be heavily involved now at ESPN and all of the people over there. So we're just excited to be a part of it. But yeah, give everybody about a month or so, and I think they'll be in rhythm.
Hey, Noah, we haven't talked about the Lakers. Obviously no LeBron tonight for the first month or so. Where do you see them fitting into the West?
I mean, they're going to be right in the mix. And as long as you have Luka Doncic on the team, and Luka Doncic now healthy and trim, 30 pounds lighter than he was last year, that's dangerous. I mean, he's, as many would tell you, you could argue he's one of the best floor raisers in the NBA just because he's an engine by himself. No different than Steph in many respects. And Luka can carry a team, which we've seen all the way to the finals. And so having him for a full offseason, he's got a lot more chemistry with his group. That's a huge boost. And then combine it with Austin Reeves, who took a huge leap last year with a 20-point, 4.5 rebound, nearly 6 assist season. That's big-time stuff for a guy who was not even a top option. And without LeBron James for the first several weeks of the season, just feels like it can give Austin Reeves a legitimate chance to find a rhythm in a larger role. And so he will be a major component for them, a swing, if you will. If he plays even better than he did last year, they have a chance to really take a step, and J.J. Redick more comfortable as a second-year coach. And then, you know, it's going to be the question marks. DeAndre Ayton, is he ready to play at a level that he didn't the last couple of years in Portland? Can Marcus Smart turn back the clock a little bit and be a guy that he was in the past defensively? Is Gabe Vincent finally healthy enough to make the contributions they expected of him 2 years ago when they signed him to a 3-year contract? All of those little things will add up. But man, as long as you got Luka Doncic and eventually LeBron James, you're always going to be a factor.
No doubt. No, I got to get your thoughts on one Kevin Durant. You know, if you told me top 10 players all time, he's on my list. But I tell my partner and the listeners, it hasn't been pretty for KD since he left the Bay Area. And, you know, I was like, does he get a pass? Who cares? But what do you expect, and what is he bringing to Houston?
But it fills the exact need that they lacked last year. And just think back to that playoff series. They needed someone who could go get a bucket, tough moments, postseason, fourth quarter, close game. And they just didn't quite have it consistently. Jalen Green wasn't that yet for them, and there's still a very good chance he can develop into that over the course of his career. Fred VanVleet is much better in terms of postseason play as a complementary piece as opposed to the initiator in the late fourth quarter. Şengün, as amazing as he is and a future super-duper star of the league, just wasn't part of how he goes and gets his stuff. The same can be said right now with Amen Thompson. So they needed that. That was what they required, and so they went out and got it. And he's got a familiarity with Ime Udoka going back to Brooklyn, and those two are very close. I think that helps. And at the same time, just seeing the videos and seeing all of the footage that's come from training camp, it just appears that he's taken a lot more of a leadership role than he has really at any other stop that he's had before. So I think he knows, and the contract extension kind of signified that this is his final stop in all likelihood, barring anything crazy. So he's going to try to make the most of it and not just win for the now, but also, in his eyes, win for the future and leave the place greater than he found it. So it's going to be an interesting chapter, potential final chapter for him. But to your point, he's still Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He's still one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. They don't need him to play 75 games. He's going to play the amount of games that make sense for him to be fresh come postseason. And if he is, and that team's healthy and that team's whole, man, they're going to be a difficult out as well. And it just goes back to the Western Conference. You could say it about every single group just about in the entire conference coming into the season. Mm.
Yeah, Noah, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. And have a great year. We're all looking forward to it.
You got it, guys. Looking forward to tonight. We'll see if Steph can match what he did in Paris last summer. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, that would be. Thank you so much. That's Noah Eagle, NBC Sports play-by-play broadcaster. You can also hear him doing Big Ten football on Saturday nights, and he'll be doing the NBA on NBC this year. So season's getting started tonight, ladies and gents.
Yeah, and it looks like the Thunder are going to try to repeat, do I dare say, Stani, in the era of parity, at least in the West. I mean, because once Kyrie gets healthy, if that day comes, I mean, I really like Dallas, you know, looking at the West, OKC, and Denver took OKC to 7 without their changes or additions. So we'll see, man.
Yeah, I mean, just it's tough for me to pick the Warriors to win more games than OKC, Denver, or Houston.
That would get you at 4.
See Denver. Yeah. And are they better than Minnesota right now?
I think they're more buttoned up than Minnesota, so I'm going to say yes. You could say Minnesota beat them in the playoffs.
Where do the Spurs fit in?
They got to show me. I'm Missouri with them. Show me.
Lakers and Clippers.
Now,
Dallas?
He said he expect the Lakers to be a player. I don't know why I think the Laker thing could go sideways, as you had mentioned.
That's a weird assumption.
And the Clippers, I mean, they had a good season last year, and they've got some additions.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating. I mean, I know nobody's picking them, but, you know, the Pelicans shouldn't be a pushover.
Well, I told you that. You leave them alone. That's my dark horse
team. Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah. They're not.
I like.
They're finishing below the Warriors.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bad Hombre in D.C. Hey, Bad Hombre, how you doing, man? What's going on? Bad Hombre, going once. How you doing? Bad Hombre's gone.
The Warriors starting lineup tonight. Curry, Pods, Butler, Kuminga, and
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Pray. Who knew the TV?
Oh boy.
Expected starting lineup. It's not confirmed yet, but.
Expected. Thank you, Evan. But
I'll bet you that's not the lineup.
Sears.
I don't think that's going to be
Why
the lineup.
Why would they run? They got
because they're just guessing.
And Slater's up. Slater's on the set. So.
Well, and he's at odds with Kawakami.
Well,
we got a big problem here.
Hey, I'll take that bet. That somebody got that
bet.
Fact.
I'm not betting on Steve Kerr, who's going to end up reaching into a top hat and picking out his starting lineup tonight because he doesn't know.
But I was expecting that, like, not to see that in print, but we'll see. Remember last year in L.A., Kuminga was rebounding, jumping through the sky, rebounding.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a TNT game.
It makes sense. Kerr does stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot.
What was it again? Curry?
Pods.
Yeah.
Draymond.
Kuminga
and Jimmy. I like that. You like that? Let's see.
3-9 shooters. We'll see. You know what he's doing? See, this is why Kerr plays chess.
What's he doing?
He's putting this lineup out there right off the bat to show Warrior fans it doesn't work. They're going to be down 17-4.
You are the
and
most
he'll never go.
Please.
No, I mean, look. Yeah. No, but this is what my
this
guy Harry was talking about. You know, last year, Kuminga doesn't fit. This year, you're going to try to shoehorn him in there, even though we know he doesn't like playing with three non-shooters, and Kuminga, Butler, and Green are three non-shooters. So, actually, I'm wrong. He's going to give that lineup a try, and we kind of know hasn't been crazy about it in the past.
Yeah. I'm excited either way, if he was in or out. But I'll say this, and again, it's not Jonathan Kuminga the game, but the bottom line is, Donnie, this is an opportunity for him to go out and do what we talked about in regard to doing the other things. And maybe, you know, this is something that's just a one-night stand. But, man, if you could just have a sound ball game all around from Kuminga, you know what I'm saying? I think that goes a long way, man. Because it's about trust at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving him a shot. He's giving him a shot.
And that's why
Pods
is playing. The others, I do believe, Stoney, trust him.
This is Mike Dunleavy from about a week ago, and at least he acknowledges there's just no getting around it. This team's got a lot of miles on the odometer, but it's not something that they spend a lot of time thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a lot of these young guys are getting hurt, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah. I wouldn't go off of – I'm not going to overreact to the age thing, especially when our timeline is shorter than most, right? Like, we're not – if this was a 10-year build, yeah, we would have a problem with 37 and 39 and 40-year-olds. But we're trying to win this year, and that's our commitment. And so the most important thing for me on that is the players, how good they are. And those guys, as far as I know, can still play. And that's the most important thing. And do we have to monitor throughout the season their minutes and all that because of their age? Sure. But everybody's doing that across the league. There's very few guys that you can just let loose and, hey, you're playing all 82, every single back-to-back, the whole thing. So it's something we're used to. And main thing is we feel like we've got a really good team. They complement each other.
All right, so that's Mike Dunleavy, and he's putting it another way. Yeah, they're an older team, but their window is not very long. But, and again, yeah. I'm hearing they can jump off this train at any point where they deem that it's not going anywhere.
No, and he said something, and now I believe that our interview we had with them, Stoney, but I'll also add, he said, what's real? And we saw it in the finals. We saw it with Tatum. Stoney, we can sit here till the cows come home. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're going to get hurt. Now, the likelihood, you could, hey, I get it. But the bottom line is we saw all throughout the NBA, young dudes, old dudes get hurt. So every team across the board is doing the same thing in regard to, man, we can't withstand this or that. You know, Luka goes down, then what's going on there? Bottom line is the Warriors are going to come out, Stoney, and I think they are, as an organization, sick and tired of playing that damn play-in game, that they're going to take the regular season serious. And if Kuminga is starting, I think we figured out why, who will guard Luka. But I'm just looking like, hey, they've done this. This is Curry's 17th season, Stoney, and he knows better than anybody his body. And if they can stay upright, I mean, with the West in this parity as we deem it, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not just injury. It's how much have they slowed down at the ages that they're how much harder is it to recover after they play the night before? All that kind of stuff is also, they not only have to stay healthy, but they have to manage the entire situation too. All right, 888-957-9570. I see calls. I'll get to you on the other side. We're talking about the expectations this season for the Golden State Warriors. Where do you see them finishing in the West? I've seen numbers as high as 56 wins.
Damn.
I've seen numbers as low as 44, 45. But the season starts tonight in L.A. against the Lakers, and you can hear everything right here on 95.7 The Game. Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 95.7, and while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 95.7 The Game. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.